Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff. This year we'll be talking Daf less than a day. In a few minutes away, we're looking at Beitzah 29. The Mishnah talks about how a person may tell his friend on Yom Tov, fill up this vessel for me with a certain product, even if the volume of the vessel is known, but not with a measure. Rabbi Yehuda says if it is a measuring vessel, he may not fill it. It happened that the sage and merchant Abba Shaul ben Botnis would fill his measures before Yom Tov, give them to his customers on Yom Tov. Abba Shaul says even during Chol HaMoed, Abba Shaul ben Botnis would do so because of the foaming of the measures. And sage said even on a weekday he would do so because of the draining of the measures. Abba Shaul ben Botnis was very careful to be scrupulously honest and truthful with his measures, especially with oil and with the wine, because wine would foam and oil would stick to the sides. He wanted to make sure for a customer to get exactly the right amount, to have their full cup full, to have their full amount, which is a lesson in and of itself. We should be scrupulously honest as much as possible. If someone overpaid us something or didn't charge us the right amount, yes, be honest about it. In the end, honesty works for purchases for sure. And it's a real Mekadoshim Shemayim. You know, I never had a customer before who called me about being, you know, overcharged 50 cents or being undercharged 50 cents. What a wonderful thing. This Jewish person called me to tell me that he could have got away with an extra 50 cents, but he called me to tell me, wow, those Jewish people, that is a Kiddush Hashem. So this Abba Shaul ben Botnis teaches us to be careful with the measures, to be careful in business, and to be careful with being honest in your sales and in your purchases. Make sure in your life to be careful in your areas, to be that shining lamppost of the Jewish person, especially if you wear your kippah at work like I do. You're a walking ambassador for the Jewish people. Be a good, upright, honest, righteous person, and the world will be even more blessed and Mekadosh Shem Shemayim because of it. Join us next time as we talk Beitzah 30 here on the TTD.